Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, welcome on in. What do you have to say for yourself? Anything?
Did you see the snail picture I sent you?
I did. I'm glad that my joke is carried over to another day for you to Deborah and Mark to have a more fun. A joke she didn't understand.
At first. I wasn't paying enough attention. I think that's what it was.
Not at first. John explained it to you.
No, he didn't. He said, can I say it? Can I tell Ken on the air?
No, I wanted.
He would not explain it to me.
I wanted the moment of her realizing it to be on the air. Although, you know what my wife did? We went back out and the snail had crawled a little farther on the walk and she picked it up and she moved it back into the grass. And I said to her,
you know,
it took him all day to do that.
Oh, she moved him back to where he'd come from.
I go, what'd you do that for? That was his whole night.
That was his work day.
Yeah.
Right. So it stopped his progress and momentum. Now it's going to take another year to get to where you found him this morning.
People just don't respect snails.
They don't.
We have a lot of them in our front, like at certain times of the year. I've crunched a couple by mistake.
Yeah, I crunched their shells too by mistake.
One I thought was a rock and I kicked it. Imagine what
really?
That felt like.
That's mean.
I didn't know.
Sit there and feel bad about snails.
Well, yeah, that is mean.
I
mean, look, it's not that I love snails, but that is kind of mean. Especially if you do it on purpose, I can understand if it was an accident.
French people really eat those? That is weird.
Escargot.
That is really weird.
I don't know.
Calling it by the French name doesn't make it more.
I don't know if that's a particular thing you see there or whether it's some other variation.
I don't know.
Right? I'm not so sure. I mean, you got French people living on the west side that are picking those off their front lawn and sauteing them in the pan there, is it?
I don't know. I hear it's a thing at French
restaurants. Speaking of wildlife, I just saw it's in the iHeart News. This wild story that. Well, it's from a Ukrainian website. Do we? Ukrainian website.
Who knows?
Yeah, I remember for years on this show, when I see stories coming from like these Chinese news sources, I'm always like, I don't know if I want to do this one. I just don't. I don't know why. The Chinese stories, I just didn't trust. This Ukrainian website's reporting that a bunch of Russian soldiers were killed and even more were left injured. Guess what got them? A bee attack.
Oh, I saw that. I had the same reaction. I wonder if that's true or this
Kherson-news.net. Kherson? Oh, Kherson's a city there, right. Reported 3 Russian soldiers died and 25 others were hospitalized in the attack. The bees were reported to have left a hive near the village of Chelberda and flew into a nearby Russian camp where they attacked the soldiers due to a lack of food. That sounds funny. It's like, well, we're going to get food. I wonder where those Russian soldiers are. Go get them.
I wonder if that's
they probably have something.
A Ukrainian comedy site.
Oh, you know, it could be because they're known to pull pranks. And it is April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. And it says here the story was exaggerated and cited. Oh, the Daily Star.
Yeah, that's a really low-rent British tabloid.
It is, the Daily Star. It's not been fully verified. Yeah,
that's bad even by tabloid standards.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's probably what's happening here. Oh, and I hate this stupid day. I really do. Although it doesn't seem like it's getting much attention. Maybe over the years it's become less of a stupid thing, but America loves its dopey, whatever you want to call them, holidays. So, you know, some people still...
I don't know.
I heard one sports guy say this morning on ESPN, this is not an April Fool's joke. We're telling you the truth about this contract. So I thought to myself, oh, that's right. That's today, isn't it? No.
I don't know. Nothing's happened in my life.
No. The big news today, if you want to call it that, and, you know, after reading the entire wearying long story in the El Segundo Times by one of our favorites, Benjamin Oreskes, the city of L.A. has reached a settlement over this long-running lawsuit. It was a federal lawsuit that was brought by the L.A. Alliance for Human Rights. They teamed up with some homeowners in downtown L.A. and even some homeless people to sue the city over, guess what, housing the homeless. This is that Judge David O. Carter was overseeing this lawsuit. This is the one that you asked about the other day, where he had declared at one point they had to get the homeless away from the freeways. Remember you asked about that?
This has gone on for a long time. This lawsuit.
I think 2, 3, 4 years. I can't remember.
And what's interesting, and Carter's done this in a number of cases, he gets personally involved. Like he goes and inspects the homeless encampments, and then he starts requesting major figures in the case to come and negotiate with him and the opposing sides. Like he was demanding Garcetti actually show up
at one of his hearings. Right.
So he doesn't conduct a normal trial that we know. What he does is he does these like lengthy negotiating sessions where he demands that people sit down and work this out. And he keeps putting more and more pressure on them.
All right.
It's an interesting style. I didn't even know judges could do stuff like that.
Yeah, he's considered to be unorthodox. The only good thing I can say about him, because sometimes, you know, in the stories, the knob-slobbering stories in the El Segundo Times about him, because they love the fact that he walks around in the homeless camp. He was overseeing the whole thing that was going on in Orange County at the Santa Ana Riverbed. Remember that whole fiasco like 5 years ago?
Right, right.
And he did eventually let them do what they did, which is they went out there with their outreach workers. They interviewed every single homeless person. They eventually said, look, we got a place for you. You're going to take that place, or you're going to go into rehab, or you're going to leave. And they eventually cleared out the place.
You know,
I don't know what it looks like today. I shouldn't get, but I'm not getting any complaints from listeners or any news stories.
I think it stayed cleared out, best that I know. But you know what he
does? It's not that homeless people disappeared. They just went all over different places
in
Orange County.
The thing is, most people really don't care where they go as long as the homeless are not in their neighborhood and their park. You can't control the whole world. There's no way to solve this homeless crisis as long as these people take their drugs and don't treat their mental illness, right? But if you're going to be crazy and whacked out, you go somewhere else. And then those people can chase you farther down the road. But get out of my neighborhood, my block, my park. That's the most I could conceivably affect. I can't cure your schizophrenia. I can't cure your heroin or meth addiction. That's not possible. But what I can do is maybe join up with everybody else in the neighborhood and force you out of my park. And what I like about Carter, it seems, his base point is this is public land and you can't have it. And then he puts the onus on other parties like the city and say, okay, how are you going to get them off the public land? Because it's not theirs. Whereas all these other a-holes like Bonin make it sound like, hey, everybody's got a right to this land. Could be the homeless setting up a village. It could be you and your kid wanting to play baseball.
Nice.
All right? The land is for everybody. Like, well, no, it's not. It's not for the homeless people to live and crap and shoot heroin. And that's where Carter seems to be starting from. It's like, public land, okay. How are you going to move these people? Get them out.
Right, right. Jerks like Bonin approach the problem as, you've just been lucky enough in this hopeless capitalist society to be able to afford a home. Yeah. These people are not as fortunate as you. I'm going to let them go anywhere they want in your town because they're just not able to do what you did. It's unfair.
Go become a lecturer at some left-wing liberal arts college. You can expound on that. That's not meant for the real world. Nobody wants to hear that anymore. I mean, nobody. Nobody wants another lecture about privilege and capitalism. Shut up. Shut the F up, or there's a fist coming in your mouth.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about what's supposedly in this settlement. But the other thing you need to know is this lawsuit was not only against the city of L.A., it was against the county, which has, of course, the bulk of the homeless. It includes the city. It's to me, the whole thing looks useless. It's just a bunch of pieces of paper and announcements. But we'll get into it next.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, so in a story that really seems to be a big nothing because it doesn't mean anything, but politicians and lawyers walking out at a press conference and making an announcement of how, we're going to shelter these unhoused people. This was a long-running federal lawsuit that was brought by the L.A. Alliance for Human Rights against the city of L.A. and the county of L.A. It's been going on for years. Today, the announcement was made by city officials, Garcetti, along with people from this Alliance for Human Rights, that they have reached some kind of settlement. But when you read the fine print, or at least in the coverage in the news story, would require opening enough beds over the next 5 years to accommodate 60% of the city's unsheltered population in each city council district. Just seems like an odd kind of, I guess it's a compromise that they reached, but it doesn't say how. And they've already got billions of dollars in tax money where they're supposed to be doing this.
Well, this is what should have been done already, but wasn't. They claim they've already are planning 13,000 beds with the Proposition HHH money. Well, what do you mean but you're planning beds? What does that mean? Did you buy them? Where are they? Do you have the empty space in buildings? There's certainly plenty of empty buildings. There's certainly plenty of city-owned buildings and city-owned land that you could have already done this for the last 5 years. I don't know why we needed a judge to tell them to do something that they said they were going to do 5 years ago.
The cost will be between $2.4 billion and $3 billion over the next several years. But it's unclear exactly whether or not this is already, as you just pointed out, in the pipeline through this Proposition HHH money or what.
They have plans and pipelines that have been around, like I said, since 2017. What they don't have is execution. Everybody knows what the goals are. Everybody knows what you have to do. They don't do it. That's what's frustrating. They hold press conferences and they make pronouncements and they have goals and they have task forces and commissions, but they don't actually roll the beds out and so the alleged, force people off the street.
Yeah, the last time they did a homeless count, for what it's worth, was 2020, and it's 41,000 people. They say 70% of them are unsheltered.
In the city.
This is the city of L.A.'s homeless, right. The county was more like 60,000, right, as I recall. Or 70,000?
70,000, I think.
70,000.
And that was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they did a homeless count like a month ago, and we won't find out for months, I think, till June, what they came up with. But
the county is not part of this.
They're fighting.
They're not part
the
of
lawsuit.
The settlement. They're no, part of the lawsuit, but they, not part of the settlement.
They don't want it. They don't want to settle. So they didn't negotiate this, and they're saying that they are not going to settle, and they're planning on winning the lawsuit.
Who do you put on? Who do you put on the stand at a trial over this?
I don't know. This is kind of weird because this is something like a governing body does because the population that elected them want action to be taken.
Right.
This is what's weird about the judge stepping in and saying, no, I'm going to make you do it.
This is a city problem because if you've got 41,000 homeless people in Los Angeles and 70,000 in the county, you can see most of them are in the city because the land area outside of L.A. and L.A. County is humongous. So the homeless are more spread out outside of the city of L.A. And, you know, we've been doing this long enough. We know where the complaints are coming from. Like Bonin's district, it's like De Leon's district, there's Skid Row. This is really more of a city problem to me than a county problem. But they both got sued, and you're right. The county has decided to fight this, and well, I guess maybe take this
and
to court.
The city council president is Nuri Martinez, and she said that we can provide beds for people who aren't that messed up.
Yeah, you see the term?
Boil it down. Yeah, low acuity.
Low acuity.
Means that their physical or psychological challenges aren't that great. But she
There's
said...
There's a nice jargon, piece of jargon, low acuity.
Low acuity. But the responsibility for helping people who are addicted to drugs or have serious mental illness should fall to the county because she says we don't run hospital beds, we're not clinicians, we're not social workers. That type of housing is the responsibility of the county.
It is, and that's the hardcore bad homeless,
right? But the county
that really has to be taken under conservatorship, probably.
The county is run by five idiots, and you probably heard the names on our show because no one else talks about them. It's Hilda Solis and it's Catherine Barger and Sheila Kuehl and Janice Hahn and Holly Mitchell, and the five of them are completely incompetent. The only thing you hear about them in the media is like, isn't it wonderful? We have an all-female supervisor board. It's like, I don't care if it's, you know, five dogs on the board. It doesn't matter.
So
you have to look at what the execution is, and the execution is a complete failure. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
So I guess, yeah, a better way to phrase this, you're right, it is a bigger county problem because what the city is saying is, yeah, we may have most of the homeless people, but we're only going to deal with the low-hanging fruit. Now, the city is part of the county, so they're going to have to deal with the real problem, homeless people. We can't because we don't have the county hospitals. We don't have the county rehab facilities. That's all the counties.
What the city's mistake, this is Garcetti's mistake and Bonin's mistake, was allowing this to happen to begin with. Not going up to every single homeless person in every tent and saying, I'm sorry, you have to go. I'm sorry, you have to go. And just do that every day, morning to night, right at the beginning of this. That was their huge mistake. Now they ended up with 40,000 of them. Nobody, what do you want to do? Yeah, well, you know, and by the way, these are drug addicts and schizophrenics and the rest from all over the country. These aren't our neighbors. These aren't our brothers and sisters. They're other people's family mistakes. Other families traumatizing their kids. They grow up addicted to drugs, or they didn't treat their kids' mental illness. They get in their 20s, and everything goes to hell. And the kids run away. They're not kids anymore. They're adults. They run away, and they come here because Garcetti rolled out the big welcome. That's right. What it is. But don't feel guilty. It's not the cost of housing. They have no right being here. They can't afford it, and they don't work. They don't bother to work to earn their right to live in Los Angeles.
No, there's problems with the schizophrenia. There's problems with alcohol and drug use. And these are the real problem people. Let's face it. The people of low acuity and the low-hanging fruit aren't generally the problem. It's the hardcore homeless that really dig in and create the problems in the parks and in the public spaces. So, I you know, this settlement, even though they wanted to call a big media circus today to announce it, I don't know that it means anything. And then, like
well, it
you
gives
said,
them
we
5 years.
What the county does.
They have to meet the goal in 5 years. So they're not even going to be in violation of the agreement until 2027? And yeah. Then what's going to happen if they're in violation of the agreement? They'll start negotiating another agreement.
All right. We got more coming up.
Seems like a load of crap. John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Today, of course, is Friday, so we'll get the moist line people for you coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We do have mob members to help us throw some hacks into the dumpster. And we're kind of returning hacks in a dumpster back to its original roots. When we first started this many years ago, it wasn't people like Gavin Newsom or Garcetti or the endless high-profile politicians that we generally hear us throw in the dumpster. It was actually like a local city council member. That's what we're doing today. We're going back to our roots.
Several of them.
And the clue is bulb out. Bulb out. And that doesn't mean the light bulb's not working and the light, like a bulb, is out. It's one word. What is a bulb out? That has a lot to do with the people going into the dumpster. It's a term I'd never heard of before until I looked at this press release. But you'll find out who they are and what's happening in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk next hour about Ukraine. You probably heard the news that the Russians have, they've left Chernobyl, which doesn't have an active nuclear reactor.
Boy, anyway. Looks like they did a lot of stupid things while they were messing around in Chernobyl.
All right.
Yes.
We'll examine those things that they may have done. And then we'll also talk about our open border. Biden administration made it official that Title 42 is going to end in May. Title 42 was implemented by the Trump administration back in 2020. It's like a public health order. You know, sometimes you get to use the pandemic for good purposes. And that was to limit the migrant flow. It allegedly resulted in 1.7 million migrants being told, can't come in right now. Turn back.
Now they're all going to come in on the same day.
Possibly, yes. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. You see, no. 1.7 million immigrants storm over the border.
At one time. Well, we will be telling you there's already a march. There's hundreds have already made their way north, the old annual march.
Yeah.
What did they call it?
And the morons running our government will do nothing to stop it. Nothing. Yeah.
So the dippity-doo governor has left the state. In fact, he has left the country. At first, they were just talking about Newsom and the first family. The first family. Just taking a spring break trip. In fact, I wonder if they're being facetious. The California Globe refers to them as the governor, the first partner, and the first children.
I think that's
a joke, right?
That's a dig, yeah.
It's a dig, yes.
Because they're all so important.
That's right. And it's a dig on the fact that when Newsom became governor, he decided not to name his wife the first lady of California. She's the first partner.
Yeah, because I guess she's
about
not
being equal.
Well, remember, you know, there are no such thing as men and women anymore. So she is no longer a woman.
Oh,
she's a partner.
Yeah,
there's no ladies and gentlemen. There's no prince and princess.
No.
No. Then there's no men and women.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to play out in the years to come.
99% of the people will reject all of that.
It'll go the way of Latinx?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
No one's jumping on this bandwagon. Remember, the percentage of transgenders in this country is actually 0.6%. So 99.4% of the people are still going to call themselves men and women.
So out of respect for, there's also and I'm sure it's very small, people that don't want to be, they're not transgender, they just don't want to be referred to as a man or a woman.
Okay, well, that's another.
They're non-binary.
That's another.
Did you see we can now have an X on our passport for gender? That also just happened.
Most people will have M or F.
X. I look at that and it's like, that means a mystery?
Very, very few people. Very few people are going to select X. This is a tremendous amount of a tremendous number of issues that affect a very tiny number of people.
And I don't know why this is there's such a huge, overwhelming obsession with it by all these corporations and politicians and activists. I can't think of anything more out of proportion to its actual effect in real life.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about this for a few minutes now, but I see you dug out all the Disney stories. It looks like it's a big issue in Florida between Disney and the government there in terms of where this whole discussion is headed.
Well, Disney is getting involved in stuff that's really just none of their business. Florida passed a law which says basically no sex education, third grade and under. Right. Most people in Florida, including most Democrats, agree with that. Most people who work at Disney agree with that. Having had three kids, I didn't want anybody teaching about sex education in first grade. No way. It's confusing and uncomfortable. All sexuality is confusing and uncomfortable at those ages. And if my experience, when kids encounter something at that age, it makes them feel weird and they don't want to deal with it. So having a school force it on kids, that's preposterous. And it's always been preposterous. And this movement's really overstepped, really invaded territory that they should not be invading. And that's the parental decision on when you want to introduce concepts to your kids.
The Newsoms are, it's been reported by the California Globe that they're in Costa Rica, which is a nice place. Many Californians probably.
Have you ever gone there?
I have not.
Oh, it's really beautiful.
You went there?
Yeah.
How do I not know that? Well,
you didn't come.
No, I don't mean that, but usually mention places, and I know you've been to
8 years
South America.
But... It was a spring break we went around 2014.
What's there to do there besides beaches and stuff? Because I didn't really understand.
Oh, there's a lot of wildlife, I remember. Sloths hang from the overhead electrical wires upside down. You went there?
I did, and I rappelled off of a waterfall. That was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
My sons, did the zip lining there.
Oh, yeah, I did that, too.
Which, you did that?
I did. I don't like roller coasters, I did the zip line, and I did the rappelling.
Yeah, I was not the fearful parent in the family. My wife is. But that one really got to me. I thought I had just sent them to their deaths.
It is scary.
Because they were about 100 feet above ground, and they had these... like posts, right? And the wires would connect to the posts and you'd be strapped in and you'd go flinging down the zip line and they went off and I go, what did I do here?
I don't know if you saw the video a couple of weeks ago that, and I don't know if it was Costa Rica, but there was a father and a son on the zip line and the son went first and the father's behind him and he was recording everything. I guess he had the GoPro camera and the kid hit a sloth.
There was a sloth
hanging on. The sloth had clung on to the zip line.
No kidding.
I saw that video, Ken.
What happened?
Yeah. Nothing. The father told the kid, just stay calm and he'll move. And he did. I don't think they were going that fast, but he kind of hit him.
Oh.
The sloth was facing him, hit him in the head, supposedly. But
the funniest part, though, was the sloth like looks back at the son and the dad and takes one arm off the zip line and kind of like is looking back at him like, hey, what'd you do that for? Like,
yeah,
I'm hanging
exactly.
here.
That's right. This is my space. Yeah. They don't move very fast, though, so it probably took a while.
No. Almost. They're slower than a snail.
But eventually it just decided to move on down, and yeah, they made their way through. So there you go. All right, so maybe I'll go to Costa Rica to zip line. I don't.
Ooh, and then they have this volcano. It was really cool. If you stay in this, there was a hotel, and the backdrop was this volcano. It was really cool.
Oh, was it erupting?
Yeah, you could see a little bit of of steam.
I climbed a volcano once that was still like steaming and there was glowing rocks. They had this little gag where you could toast marshmallows at the top of the volcano with all the heat and steam coming out of it. John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. voted to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. This is kind of weird. It was 220 to 204. Three Republicans voted yes. Two Democrats voted no. So it was bipartisan vote because a couple of people crossed over to the other side. But anyway, And of course, states like California don't care since we've already been allowing marijuana use. But it, of course, has still been a...
You could always get nailed on federal charges, but they don't enforce it.
Look who voted yes. Tom McClintock was one of the three Republicans.
Uh-huh. See?
Well, I guess he understands living here. That
you know, you were telling me the other day he was squeaky clean.
And you're now trying to...
I'm just saying, you know.
Infer something.
You were surprised.
And by the way, it was exciting news. I mentioned that Newsom and his family have left the country. He's gone from California for spring break because the elites can go to Costa Rica like John and Deborah. But anyway, in his absence, we have the lieutenant governor, the woman that basically bought the office, because no one ever heard of her, Eleni Koulanakis, and she signed a bill. And because she signed a bill, that's the first time a female governor in California signed a bill.
Oh, who cares? You know, that's all a setup. They allowed her to sign the bill so that she could hold a press conference and claim that. And she gets some publicity because she's probably going to run for governor in 4 years.
Yeah, it would have to be in 4 years.
The first time a woman signed a bill. Like, shut up. That's Jesus. How about you lower? Why don't you sign a bill that lowers the gas tax by 50 cents? Why don't you do that?
On a day where I'm looking at every story, you know, with a little bit of skepticism because it's dopey April Fool, but there's one out of the United Kingdom, and this comes under the category of a person that decided to speak out because he doesn't think that there's enough discussion of the issue. And this would be male-on-male domestic violence. How about
Garcetti.
That? Taboo of... What'd you say?
Garcetti would be interested in that topic.
You have no proof of that.
I just said he'd be interested in that topic. Don't you think he would be?
Why?
I think he's always an advocate against domestic violence. So
I see.
That would include all categories.
A teacher in Birmingham, England has gone public because he believes that there's a taboo of discussing gay domestic abuse. And he claims he got into a terrible situation with his one-time live-in lover. It was a fight over food that I'll get to in a moment, but the bottom line is he had his genitals painfully yanked and torn. That would be his penis and his sack.
Wow.
Oh,
I never...
God! And it had to be glued back together.
Had to be glued?
Yeah, they
with
apparently...
What?
It's too sensitive. I think there is a
Gorilla glue?
A body glue. Well, no, I think there is a medical glue. I think there is such a thing.
Jeez.
In fact,
some fight.
They've been talking about that to replace stitches, and that's one of the reasons they did this.
Well, don't you
stitches
think?
In that area, they decided wasn't a good idea, so there's some type of medical glue that I think they now use.
Don't you think gay couples would be just as abusive to each other as heterosexual couples?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I don't think
there's any... Right.
Don't you think they have the same misery in their marriages?
I absolutely
that straight
true.
Couples have.
That was kind of the joke we made years ago as gay marriage moved forward. It's like, now you can be just as miserable and just as divorced.
You're welcome. You're welcome to it. Go ahead. Have a good time.
That's right. The victim in this case is remaining anonymous, but the person that abused him is Luke Lal. There's actually a picture of him because he actually got some prison time out of this. He calls it a throbbing wound that had to be glued at the hospital.
The
row,
thing.
And it's British, so it's the term row. Yes, I guess it was his testicles.
Does it say exactly how it was torn?
His scrotum.
Oh, the scrotum was like partly, was it torn off completely or just a...
No, I think it was just torn, so it was giving a gash. I mean, do you really want everything?
What are you shaking your head at?
I don't understand why you want the nitty gritty. Details.
He does. He digs this. He's like,
yeah.
Well, like, I
how gruesome
to know,
is it? Give me more.
I want to
understand. And I want to see a picture.
I want to understand. No, I don't want to see a picture. I want to understand the pain he went through.
You can imagine the pain he went. I mean, just imagine when somebody kicks you there. Okay, now triple it, quadruple it.
So apparently their relationship had been violent before, but this was the final time.
Uh-huh.
And here's how the fight broke out. This is the best part because of who we're talking to, both of you. I had just come back from playing tennis. This is the victim. It was around 9 p.m. Luke, who apparently is the abuser, was texting me about what to have for dinner. I told him, I'm going to have veggie fingers because I'm trying to cut down on junk food.
Ew.
Lal answered, no, let's get pakoras. When I returned home, he said he was going to shop for the food.
What's pakoras?
It's like an Indian fried...
onion, I think.
Is it onion? Or
yeah,
is
really
it...
good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of samosa.
That's too bad choice.
Well, samosa is the potato with the peas. That's equally delicious.
Yeah, okay. She knows all these. Oh, wow. But pakora is fried, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe that's why this fried guy onions. Didn't want... He didn't want fried food. So I said when he brought it home, I'm not going to eat it. He got angry. He said, you got to eat this. Then he punched me and pulled my penis 5 times.
Oh.
He did calm down, and I said, I need to leave. And eventually, the victim did call the police. And he was advised the gash would either need stitches or glue. They said it was a 1 centimeter laceration, and they don't stitch those kinds of wounds. So they glued the area. It took 2 to 3 weeks to heal. But he said it was a severe throbbing pain that he suffered.
That's over food? Over bad food?
Yes. And apparently the abuser wasn't done.
Well,
he did a fake profile posing as the victim on the Dating Mac Grinder, in which he put some sensitive information in there. I'm not sure what that is, but so this poor victim was getting voice messages, video messages, text messages from the fake Grinder attack because apparently the former lover gave out his personal information and his contact information.
What a bunch of psychos here.
I think that's his point. You have to be careful who you're with. You have to deal with these things.
Grinder.
So eventually, Lal, the abuser, was sentenced to 12 months in prison.
Yeah. It's a cheap sentence. You tear a guy's genitals, you should get more than a year.
Yeah. I wonder if he had long fingernails, maybe?
Jeez.
To tear it.
The whole thing's just gross.
All it says is pulled on it.
Hold on. Yeah. Well, yanked it. But you know, anything can tear. Yank hard enough.
It's a very sensitive area. All right. When we come back, we got some stories about Ukraine. Stuff you need to hear. The Russians have given up and left Chernobyl. It's not an active nuclear reactor site, but there's still some safety situations.
There's
there to talk
lots
about.
Of radiation that apparently these Russian soldiers didn't know was in the dirt and in the forest. Yeah. The famous Red Forest.
The Red Forest.
We'll tell you why it's red.
All right.
When we come back. John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.